Many people reading their morning papers got a jolt that wasn't necessarily from their coffee. What they saw is a full-page ad with this banner headline. Next time you or your kids share music on the internet, you may also want to download a list of attorneys. The ad was placed by the Recording Industry Association of America, and it represents the music industry's latest salvo in its battle against so-called peer-to-peer software. Starting today, the RIAA will gather evidence and file lawsuits against individual users of programs like Kazaa and Grokster. Carrie Sherman is the president of the RIAA. He says peer-to-peer users should not expect to get their music for free.
It's very important that they get the message that what they're doing is hurting the people who make the music that they love. There's no free lunch here.
The industry, it would seem, would want to induce these people to once again pay for the music they love. But by doing this, doesn't the industry run the risk of alienating them further and angering people who now rely on those peer-to-peer networks?
Well, in fact, the industry is offering all kinds of new ways to get music online, responding to exactly the kinds of thing consumers want. They wanted to be able to buy just a track or two from the album instead of the entire CD. You can do that and pay on a track basis. You're able to subscribe to subscription services where you can get unlimited amounts of music for a monthly fee. There are new services being put online all the time with an extraordinary array of content. Those services can't survive if they are competing with pirated versions of the same music.
How are you going to decide who you're going to go after? I mean, an estimated 57 million people download and share music on the internet.
We're first looking at the people who are offering music files, substantial number of music files for others to copy. There is simply no justification for people making their entire music collection available for millions of other people to copy. So our first target is those people.
What's substantial, then?
Well, we have no hard and fast rule on what substantial means, but it clearly means that the more files you have, the greater the risk you face.
Are you really trying to put a dent in the popularity of these programs, or do you think that you can stop this?
There is no way of stopping piracy on the internet, and nobody has any illusions that we will do so. We want to bring it sufficiently under control so that the legitimate services can survive. Just because a lot of people do it doesn't make it right. Just because technology allows it doesn't make it right. If there's looting in Baghdad, you don't legalize it just because a lot of people are doing it. You find what's the best policy that's going to enable people to continue to create music and consumers to be able to enjoy it.
Mr. Sherman, it sounds like this is not necessarily a scare tactic, but a steer tactic. Is that an appropriate role for your organization?
I think that's a fair way of characterizing it. We're trying to migrate consumers away from illegal services to legal services, and this is one way of doing it.
It's one thing when you talk about people who once bought music in the form of CDs, or if you go far enough back, 45s, but there's a generation out there that's they've never paid for music. How are you going to stop them from doing this?
We have to teach an entire new generation that music doesn't just come out of the radio or come off the internet. There are thousands of people who make it beat by beat, note by note, and make sure that it's just right. All of those people are at risk when people just steal music instead of pay for it. If you want to protect the future of music, we have to protect the people who make it.
Mr. Sherman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carrie Sherman is president of the Recording Industry Association of America.